This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello and welcome one and all to another week of Showtime. You're listening to URN. I will be here for the next hour playing you some brilliant show tunes. We have got such a good lineup this week, including The Lion King, Matilda, Sunny Afternoon, Chicago, the list just goes on. Don't forget that you can request songs by sending me a free message online at urn1350.net or, very excitingly, by following the brand new official Showtime Facebook page, which I myself made yesterday because I was bored. Search for URN Showtime and, well, you know what to do. Opening for us there was the title song from Little Shop of Horrors. If you want to take it as a token towards Halloween, then that's fine, but I actually just played it because it's a really great song. But then, so are all the songs I'm going to play. So, next up, we have a song from the new Broadway show Something Rotten. Set in 1595, the show follows Nick and Nigel Bottom, two playwrights who are struggling to find success as they compete with the overwhelming popularity of rock god William Shakespeare. Fed up with losing out to Shakespeare, Nick goes to visit Nostradamus, nephew to the famous soothsayer, who predicts that musicals will be the big next thing in theatre. Nick thinks that the very concept of an actor suddenly breaking into song is absolutely ridiculous, so Nostradamus teaches him what musicals are really about. The song I'm going to play for you basically defines what a musical is, as well as featuring some nifty references to other shows. See how many you can spot. Next up is a song from one of the most visually spectacular shows I've ever seen. The staging is just incredibly well done. Not to mention the fact that this is one of the most requested musicals whenever I mention that I'm doing this show. It is, of course, The Lion King. I do love The Lion King, but that song really does bring back some traumatic memories for me. You see, we used to have The Lion King on video, back when videos were still a thing, and I remember it getting stuck on that song, which was, of course, my favourite song. So, you know, I fetch my dad, who's really good at sorting out that kind of thing, and what does he do? He pulls the video straight out of the VCR, completely ruining the entire tape in doing so. I mean, I've basically grown up not being able to watch The Lion King on a regular basis, in such a deprived life. I will say this, though, the first time I ever went to one of those Disney stores, the first thing I bought was The Lion King on DVD. It's so much easier than videos, no matter what they say on Red Dwarf. Next is a song called Breathe from In the Heights. I first came across this, I think last year, when I heard a girl called Jenny sing it at a concert my dad was in. I didn't know anything about the show, but I liked the song and mentally made a note of it. So the description on its website goes as follows. This smash hit Tony Award winning musical is a joyously uplifting tale of young love and friendship in a community on the brink of change, set in one bustling neighbourhood where everyone knows everybody and the breeze carries the sweet sounds of three generations of music. So what you can gain from that is basically I still don't really know much about the show, other than the fact that I like some of the songs, and more importantly, that it opened at the King's Cross Theatre in London 4 weeks ago. So if anyone fancies a little trip down to London, let me know. Here's Breathe. Up next is a request from Alistair. He asked if I could play Buenos Aires from Evita last week, so I listened to the song and have basically had it stuck in my head all week, so thanks for that. I'm hoping that by playing it today I'll be able to expel it from my mind, but it is pretty catchy. Grab those maracas and get ready to samba around the room. This is Madonna singing Buenos Aires. Next up is a song from Matilda the Musical. This is a show based on the Roald Dahl book of the same name, which I'm thinking a lot of you are familiar with. What you might not be as aware of is that the music and lyrics for this show were written by the wonderful Tim Minchin, who, if you don't know, is an Australian comedian and musician who happens to have also been born in Northampton, just like me. I really recommend his work if you're over 16 and don't mind bad language and being repeatedly offended. Fortunately, that doesn't come into Matilda the Musical, else it would be a very, very different show. It holds the record for the most Olivier Awards won by a musical, and it just has some really great songs. But you could have guessed that. This is Naughty. My next song is dedicated to Izzy. For her birthday last year, I got her tickets to go see Wicked, and as today is her birthday again, because it turns out they're pretty regular, like once a year or something, I thought I would play this song in memory of a really awesome day out. It does feel kind of strange playing a song about loathing in honour of one of your friends, but then, hey, we're both pretty strange. So happy birthday, Izzy. This is for you. Basically, okay, so there's this guy called Adam Long, who is an American actor, writer, and one of the founding members of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, which is responsible for the fantastic show Shakespeare Abridged, in which all of Shakespeare's plays are performed in an hour and a half. Seriously, it's so, so funny. You don't have to like Shakespeare to enjoy it. In fact, you can thoroughly hate Shakespeare and still love the show. It's all on YouTube if anybody wants to watch it, which you all should, because it is one of the greatest things that exists in the current world. Actually, it's the second greatest thing after his second show, Dickens Abridged, which is a musical comedy in the same vein as the Shakespeare show. I went to see it when it was on a Lakeside Arts Centre at the beginning of October, and I can honestly say I haven't laughed so much in my life. I genuinely couldn't breathe for laughing at times. It's got everything: humour, songs, cross-dressing, a Kermit impersonation, and references to Barbie Girl and Donald Trump. I mean, what other show could possibly have all that? Now, the reason I say all this is because it's coming back to Nottingham on the 17th of November. I'm hopefully going again, and I really recommend you all do too. But don't worry if you don't live in Nottingham, because they're also touring around the country. Okay, so hopefully that gave you a taste of what you can expect if you go see Dickens Abridged. I'm genuinely stood in the studio laughing at just the memory of it. It was so, so fantastic. I love it so much. And seriously, if you do go and see anything this year, I really recommend this. Next up is Newsies, which is a musical based on the 1992 film by Disney of the same name, which turned out to be a massive flop. Fortunately, the musical has been way more successful. The story was inspired by the real-life newsboys' strike of 1899 in New York City, which was a youth-led campaign to force certain newspapers to properly compensate their child labourers, who sold all the newspapers. So, that's the background. What you really need to know, I think, is that if you cross Oliver, Annie and the Royal Ballet, you end up with the staging of Newsies. So here's carrying the banner. Next up is Thinking Nothing of No One But Me, from Me and My Girl. There are so many great songs in this musical, but I picked this one partly because my dad played Gerald when I first saw it, which is the male character that you'll hear in this song, and also because this is the song I used to dance around the house singing as a child, which when you listen to the lyrics probably doesn't say much that's good about me. Judge for yourself. Now, if you've been sat here all evening despairing about the kinds of songs I've been playing, although why would you? Musicals are undoubtedly fantastic. You are now in luck, because next I'm playing a short medley from Sunny Afternoon, which is a jukebox musical based on the lives and music of the Kinks. You may have seen it performed at the Olivier's, where it won Best New Musical, among many other things. You know what? It's great. I'll leave it at that. Get those air guitars ready. Up next is a song from Spamalot, which is basically Monty Python's as a musical. It was written by Eric Idle, kind of based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail. This stars Hank Azaria, who is best known for being like Moses, like, and all those characters in The Simpsons. He is Lancelot. It's fantastic. Now, I am really, really sad to say it, guys, but that's about it for this week. We have played our penultimate song. Now, don't forget to tune in next week at the same time, 6 p.m. on Sunday. If you think of anything you want playing, please don't hesitate to get in touch during the week. Join the Facebook page at URN Showtime and make requests there. I'll make sure I play them next week. Now, our final song of the evening is from Chicago. What can I say? It's a great show. Although not entirely appropriate to play in the car to young children. Hint, hint, my mum. Seriously, it's a wonder I'm so normal. Now, this may be radio, but I can see you all rolling your eyes, so just shut up. Anyway, this is We Both Reach for the Gun. Have a great week, everybody, and I will see you next Sunday for more show tunes. Good night.
This is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.